Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Dustin?
You are.
Hey, Dustin. Oh, you got transferred to me earlier. The call got disconnected. Was that on my end or?
Yeah, I think so.
Got it. Okay, I tried calling back. There was no answer, though. Sorry about that, brother. So, just to verify real quick, your company, it's DC, give me a second, McElhenney Construction.
It's McElhenney.
McElhenney? Okay,
that's
I thought I was going to say that wrong. And let me just run a quick scan online for your business. Give me one second here. You're out of Grand Junction, right?
Okay. That's correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Oh, wow. So I see 30 years you were in Utah, and you just moved to Grand Junction, right, about a year ago?
It's been a little longer than that, but yeah.
Okay.
So we're just getting started over here with the company.
Got it. How's it been going the first year in Grand Junction? Or over a year?
Good. Yeah.
Good? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you
getting... Yeah, I've been working other jobs and stuff.
Oh, really? So is this like a part-time gig or are you full-time?
I'm full-time, yeah.
You're full-time,
yeah,
okay.
I'm full-time now. I wasn't for a while, but now I am.
Now you're ready to rock and roll. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Are you getting,
yeah.
I see you're on Angie Leads, Angie Ads, you have the website. Are you getting any, like, traction from any of those?
You know, I had got onto Angie, and then that kind of ended up being kind of a mistake, I think. So,
got it.
But,
the lead program, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyways, I haven't had too many leads. We kind of just got started, so it's kind of getting going.
Okay. Got it. Have you, even with your other business, right, have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you know how this all works?
Yeah, I think we did all that before.
Okay. How were your results?
Well, we did it for, I think we did it like just for a short time, but we had so much business we didn't, you know, it wasn't a big deal anymore.
Right.
Just word of mouth.
30 years. Yeah. No,
yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Okay. So you kind of understand how it can help then already. It sounds like you've done this with the other company in Utah in the past, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So first thing I'll do, I'll go over our rates with you. And then I'm going to let you know everything included along with the timeline. That way you know, like, what to expect and when to expect it, too, you know? Our rates here, first off, Dustin, are month-to-month, no contracts. We make it a set flat rate, too. So there's no, like, hidden fees. That rate will be at $299 a month.
Okay. All right. Do we have to have a commercial residence for this as well?
No, you do not. If you have a physical address, like the address I have for you is 2565 Ranch Road. If that is a residential, all we do is hide the address online, but it'll still show like the business name, city, state, zip code, website, reviews, and the most important thing, your phone number. So we can hide the address.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All
That's
right.
A good question, though.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
So,
yeah, and you said $299 a month?
$299 a month. It's month-to-month, no contract, and a set flat rate. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. What is the set flat rate?
It means, like, so there's no, like, lead fees. You don't have click fees, call fees. Like, it'll be $299 each month, regardless of the amount of calls you get from this. Or leads you get from this.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
How much is the amount of the flat fee?
Oh, it's $299.
The student, okay.
Yeah.
That's just straight across the board.
Straight across the board, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And here's what's included for it.
Yeah.
So day one at sign up. We're going to give you access to a dashboard. It's basically a tracking system. That's where you're going to want to upload, like, any photos you have, any videos. That way we can use them for your listings, your website, et cetera.
Okay. All right.
7 to 10 days from startup, we're going to boost your online presence by submitting you in Grand Junction to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. They just changed their name. But all of those directories too, we make you guys the owner of them. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories, but those are all your directories to keep. But you have full access to them.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
7 to 14 days from sign up, what we're going to do, we'll update your website. I'm going to send you, your website was great, by the way. You did a good job with how it is now. Like, you have the phone number at the top. You have, like, a few pictures and, the Learn More tabs. But it's just kind of like a one-page site. So we can expand on it, and we'd use your same domain, too. Okay, so basically we walk you through adding us on as a manager to the domain. So you still own it. We just manage it. That way we can write the content on it for you. What I'll do, this is a cell phone, right, we're speaking on?
It is.
Okay.
That's correct.
I'm going to shoot you a text right now with a website in demo mode. That way you just kind of have an idea of what we can create. But it's fully customizable too. So we'll make it look exactly how you want it to look. And again, you'll have full access to your website.
Okay.
Okay. So that's done and launched in 7 to 14 days. Like, we'll have it fully updated. Also in that 7 to 14 day mark, we'll have your Google listing live. Okay. This doesn't mean first page placement yet. This just means the Google page is up and running, and we'll have, like, your review link created, your QR code for reviews, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Also, in that 7 to 14-day mark, we do run, and this is included, it's no additional charge, we do run social media ads for you on Meta. Have you ever seen or used those before? Do you know how those work?
No, I haven't done that. No.
Okay. So it's really simple. You don't have to be a super, like, social media user to benefit from it. What'll happen is, like, let's say I go on my phone and I'm in Grand Junction or, within a 100-mile radius of it, right? And I search, remodeling contractor near me, right? When I go to Facebook or Instagram, remodeling contractor ads will show up on my feed. Your feed included because, or your ad included because it's in that target area. And we put an easy, like, click now to call action. That way they can literally just click to call you directly. Okay. It gets you a ton of exposure. Our anticipation is you'll get about 150 to 200 clicks in that section. That doesn't mean 150 to 200 calls though. That just means clicks essentially. Okay.
Right.
All right. And then the main timeline, too, and again, you get these all in writing, for you to rank on the first page of Google for the keyword phrases we're targeting you for. You get 20 keyword phrases total. That timeline is going to be 45 to 60 days from startup. Okay, so you really want to give this thing 2 months. Okay?
Okay.
All right, any questions for me on any of that?
I guess we'd like to read over the contract due to our experience with Angie's List.
We would definitely like to look over the contract and everything, just because we had kind of a bad experience with Angie.
Right, 100%. So what I'll do, so it's month-to-month no contracts, but we have something called Terms of Experience. So give me 1 second. Let me get that sent to you. What's the best email address for you?
Let's do DC, McElhaney.
Got it.
And then it's CONST.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. So give me 1 sec. So I'm going to send you an email from me first that will say Google and Facebook marketing. It has everything outlined in writing, but I also want to get you your terms of experience. I do have to create you a username and password, though, to get you that. So give me one quick second.
What was your name again? Sorry.
My name is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. Yeah, I've been here 8 years.
Okay.
I'm one of the account leads here.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Give me one second. Did Angie Leeds not tell you about, like, the lead fees, or I'm just curious?
Yeah, it was that, and then, well, it kind of just got mixed up in the beginning, and then they had me click a couple boxes, and then it's like, oh, well, you're all signed up, and I'm like, wait a minute, it's not what I wanted to do yet.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter, you click the boxes, that's what it is, so.
Wow.
It's like, we can't cancel any contracts, and it was like one day.
3,000 cancellation
fee. Yeah, they charged me $3,000 cancellation fee and all kinds of stuff.
No, wait, in one day, you were with them for one day and they didn't let you cancel?
Yeah.
That's crazy. There's a law. There's a 3-day right of rescission where you should have been able to cancel and got a full refund. That's crazy that they did that.
Yeah. Yep.
How long ago was it?
Just a few days ago. Yeah.
Yeah, what I would do, brother, I'd call and I'd ask for a super, if you guys really want to get out of it. Cause I'll tell you, I've talked to companies that have done well with it and I've talked to companies that haven't, you know, so I'm not trying to like knock them or anything, but if you guys are really trying to get out of it, you have a 3-day right of rescission, you know, they should have told you that too. It's even in our terms of experience that you're about to see. But basically I would call them, ask for like a supervisor. If you don't get one or they still don't do it, then you just call your bank, you know, because it's like literally a law, you know, they should have let you out of it for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's been like a day.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah.
Oh, no, it don't matter.
It should be three business days, you know, so you have 3 business days, of legal right of rescission, you know. Sorry that happened.
All right. That's great to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
I hope that helps, you know, regardless if you move forward with us or not, I hope that definitely helps you at least get out of that, if you guys are trying to do that, you know. So let me create you credentials so you guys can see the terms of experience. Give me one second. That's so many, like, automatic emails. Here it is. Okay. Login credentials. All right. So it's coming through via email right now, and I'll send it via text. It made you, just so you know, it made you just a random password. Like, it'll say, like, Fab Video. You could obviously, like, change that later on if you wanted to. But I'm sending that via email, via text. All you got to do is you click the link, and then it's going to prompt you for a username and password, right? When you put that username and password in, it should take you to the terms of experience, or it's going to take you to your account is not active, and all you do is click X on that, and then I can just kind of walk you through going to the terms of experience. But just so you guys could see, like, everything literally in writing, like the timelines and all that stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So it says the username, password, and then I said access dashboard. Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah. So just go ahead and click that link, my.localsplash.com, and then it should prompt you to a username and password screen. The username is your phone number, no spaces. The password is going to be Fab Video. All lowercase letters. It's F like Frank, A like Apple, B like Boy. It's like short for fabulous, I think. But Fab Video,
right.
No spaces, all lowercase letters.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So we're in there, I think.
Okay. Let me know, does it say your account is not active, or did it take you to the terms of experience?
Says local, yeah, terms of experience.
Terms of experience, perfect. Okay, so that's literally, like, everything in writing that I went over with you. Now, there's going to be a few things on there. Give me one second. Let me pull it up to you. So, account settings, terms and conditions. Okay. So, you'll see services, Google Business Profile Optimization, and Google Business Profile Access. That's like the map section in English, you know? Directory right. submissions, you'll see the main directories that we're submitting you to. Like, it'll have them all listed. And then the next one's what I wanted to touch on. So you'll see my site custom website. You'll see something about fees on there. Your my site is going to be included at no additional charge. When we create you an invoice, it will reflect on the bottom of the invoice. It'll say my site $0. Okay.
Okay.
And then you'll see Facebook business page access, Facebook ads. Those are those retargeted ads on Meta. We just put Facebook because a lot of clients don't even know it's called Meta, you know? So, but they are Meta ads.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And then Google ads and Google guaranteed you'll see on there, and also Yelp ads. You'll see a star on all those. Those are not included in the platform we went over. Those are like upgraded services. So if you, for example, let's say 3 months down the line, you're like, man, we're loving this, but we want even more clicks and more leads. We have options to do that through either Yelp ads, Google guaranteed, or Google ads even, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then everything else is included on there. It'll have like the delivery dates, client responsiveness, which just means you guys have to be active in this too, like giving us photos, et cetera. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay.
You know, if you guys have any questions on there. Yeah.
Okay.
So is there a flat fee of $299 and a $299 a month, or?
So is it a flat fee of $299 plus?
Yeah. I heard. So it's $299 out the door at startup, and that covers you for the full first month. So for example, today's the 17th, right? So the $299, right? It would be charged to get things rolling, and that will cover you all the way to March 17th. And then $299 will be billed again on March 17th, and that covers you for the next month. So it's just $299 out the door to get started.
Yeah. Okay.
So all the ones that are starred are not included in the price?
Say it again?
So all the ones that are starred, such as Facebook ads, Google ads, are not included in the monthly $299?
Facebook ads are included. And the okay. My site's included as well. So the only ones that are not included is Google ads, Google guaranteed, and Yelp ads.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then prior to, I guess, the Google Maps posting, I mean, I think what we're looking is going to be a great benefit for us would be the update of the website.
Big time. Yeah.
Is there any way that could be done prior to a boost or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Any sort of other marketing?
Yeah, okay. So the website is done in 7 to 14 days, and then your Google listing, like for it to be active, it's the same timeline as the 7 to 14 days. If you're asking if we just do website development, right, I wouldn't recommend it because that one, what they charge, there's a $1,500 setup fee for that, okay, and then it's $49 a month for hosting. So I highly recommend, like, the package I went over with you, it has everything included. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have the Google business profile, the Facebook ads, the website. We do website development on its own, but I don't recommend. And the thing is, too, you really want placement for your site because you want people to be able to see it, you know? So they really go hand in hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so to get the process started, we would agree to the terms and conditions on this terms of experience.
No, it won't even let you agree yet because we haven't activated the account. So to get started, what I would have to do is just verify business info, right? And then what I'll do is I secure billing information. I'll read a voice, or you guys can even enter your own billing in. Like I'll walk you through how to do that, whatever's easier for you. Then we process the billing. I read a voice verification to you. And then very important, I have to schedule a client interview with one of our technicians. That's where they'll go over like your keywords, how you want the website to look, the social media ads, like all that good stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay.
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 That sounds good.
All right. So let me verify first the company name, the way you guys want it branded online. It's DC. I'm going to try it again. McLehaney. I say it right?
That's correct, yes.
All right, I got it. All
right. McLehaney.
McLehaney Construction.
Some of it has an A in it.
Okay, okay. I'll get it down. And it's MC Space, right? And then Elhaney, or is it one, like, MC Elhaney together?
There's no space.
No space. Okay. I just want to make sure I have it right on there, so I'm going to text you right now with the business name.
Okay.
Second. All right, I just shot you a text. Just let me know.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's correct. Okay, perfect. And then the address, right? So it's 2565 Ranch Road in Grant Junction, 81505. And you guys want that address hidden, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. For your geo target area, that means like basically where we're targeting you on the map and on Facebook ads, et cetera. It's 100 miles from Grand Junction, or did you want to do like certain counties? Like, you tell me.
What do you think?
We were targeting, whenever we put our 100 mile targeted area, it doesn't allow us, because we're in a certain, I think we're in like an Appleton Grand Junction. It's kind of
okay.
The area in Grand Junction. So target out places that we're kind of looking for. We were targeting Moab, Utah, too, because he has a lot of business there. And so when we did, because we're on Yelp, and so our targeted area on Yelp was not in a circular pattern, but it just kind of made it more of a geometric shape. So
okay.
100 miles, I guess, I don't know, from our address or from Grand Junction would work. Other than that, we could target like Grand County, Delta County, Mesa County, Garfield County.
Oh, give me 1 second. Grand County, Mesa County.
Garfield County.
Garfield County. Got it.
Delta County and Montrose County.
Montrose County? Like
Montrose, M-O-N-S, yeah.
Got it. Yeah, they'll check my spelling too. Yeah, we actually work we work with Yelp too, so they could pull up your target area on Yelp too and do like the same area if needed as well. But I just want as many notes in there as possible for them. So I put Grand Junction County, Mesa County, Garfield County, Delta County, Montrose County, however you say that, and I'm sure they'll check my spelling. And I also put check 100 mile radius and the Yelp listing too, you know.
Okay. Yeah, maybe not the Yelp listing because it just doesn't seem to map out for
that.
Us very well.
Okay. So probably counties then, right? Would be better.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no Grand Junction County. Mesa County is Grand Junction.
Got it. Thank you.
So you could delete Grand Junction.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I do want it. I do want it. Because they would have messaged me like, hey, no Grand Junction County. Like, our tech team would have caught it.
Yeah. You do have Grand County in Utah, too, right?
Okay. Grand County, Utah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Got you guys. And you guys will be able to see it, too, in your tracking system. Like, there will be, it'll say like target area. You'll see everywhere you're targeted. So you we'll double check it. You guys could double check it. We'll make sure we get it right for sure. Talk to me about the services. So on the website, it says kitchen design, bathroom design, and drafting design. So are you doing, it's like remodeling specifically though, right? You're doing builds? Is that correct?
I can do most of anything. I'm kind of a little bit limited, just because of where my tools are and stuff, but,
Okay.
I could do anything from the ground up pretty much. That's how I got started.
What do you want to target?
I think just mainly like remodels right now. Doing remodels and, cabinetry.
Okay. Cabinetry.
Yeah. Custom cabinetry.
Perfect.
Yeah. And,
so,
kitchen,
bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, right? Leave home building off right now, right? Sounds like.
Yeah, probably leave it off for right now.
Okay.
Can
you
can
always
later,
add it to later. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
And then I have custom cabinetry. Any of the other like sub work, like do you want to target like vinyl plank flooring or, you know, I know it's a little out of season, but even like siding or anything else? Trim.
I can do like siding, windows and doors.
Okay. Perfect. Windows and doors. Okay. Got it.
Do we have interior trim on there already?
Nope. Let me put it on. Interior trim. Perfect. Okay. And all I'm doing is taking the services down. Our technicians are experts in keyword phrases. So they're going to pull up the analytics on how people are searching in those areas, and they'll go over them with you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. And let's see. Currently, there's no business Facebook page, right? Oh, I found one, actually. Yeah, here it
is.
45 followers, 55 likes. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. It's a business Facebook. Where's it located? Let me see real quick. It's in Grand Junction. Yeah. It's the new address.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the website too, it's the DCMcElhaneyConstruction.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And they'll send you a manager request on that domain. Okay. That way we could get in and start updating it for you. All right. So next step to this, I just have to secure billing info. I'm going to read that voice verification to you, schedule your client interview, and I'll get you all your confirmation emails too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Dustin McElhaney on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
It'll be... Let me grab a card.
Okay. I know half of them have my middle initial, half don't, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it does, but... let's see. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it does say Dustin Matthew McElhaney on the card.
Perfect. All right. Matthew, MATTHEW. Is that how you spell it?
That's correct.
Perfect.
Yeah,
All right.
That's right.
All right. And billing address, it's the new address, right? The 2565 Ranch Road?
It is, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, and I'm ready for that card number when you are.
So it's 4474-0423.
Okay.
0051.
Okay.
8041.
Expiration?
727.
All right. And the CVV code?
513.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, already assigned the package to our tech team, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DC McElhenney Construction.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Dustin McElhenney, CEO.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is February 17th, 2025, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know? They make me read that thing verbatim. Yeah. Before I forget, we want to add your wife on, right, as an authorized user?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. What's your name, ma'am?
Carissa.
Carissa. McElhenney. Okay. Got it. Perfect. I'm just adding you that way. If I didn't, if you called to make changes, they would have to call Dustin first to get approval. Now by adding you, you're able to make any changes on your own too, you know? All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Now the client interview, guys, we block off a full hour for the appointment. Usually the call takes about 30 or 45 minutes, just so you guys can plan for it, you know? The soonest time they have an 11 a.m., so, you know, about 50 minutes from now. They also have a 12 o'clock. They have a 2 p.m., 3 p.m., or a 4 p.m. today. What time works best for you guys?
About 3 p.m.
How about 3 p.m. if that works?
Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second here. It'll say Local Splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. I always get questions on that, so I just tell you guys right away now.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like, what does EN mean? You know. And then 1 hour before the appointment, too, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way it's going to work, they're going to call you from our 877 number, the same number that I texted you, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay? If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment, okay?
Okay.
And what I'd recommend to you guys, too, is save our 877 number in your phone. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
All right. And I'm shooting you, I'll be your guys' account lead, so I'm shooting you a text with my name and the our phone number and my direct extension. That way you guys could always get to me if needed. Okay.
Sounds great.
Let's see. Okay. So now on your terms of experience, if you guys refresh it, you should be able to accept it, right? But just review everything. Mm-hmm. You could take your time on it. It'll have you check a few boxes, and then it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm. After you guys hit confirm, okay, oh, and just so you guys know, that doesn't lock you into, like, a year contract. Like, just read through it. You guys will be happy with it. But after you hit confirm, it's going to take you to that username and password screen again, okay? The username and password is the same one we sent you, okay? That's going to be your tracking system, and what you guys will essentially want to get a jump on is, like, attaching your photos and your videos so we can use them for all your listings in your website. The way to do that is by clicking on business info, and you'll scroll to the bottom. It'll say media on there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then also, too, you guys are going to have another email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I always like to explain that one. So the media, the thing I just told you guys about is, like, the photos we use for the website, the Google listing, all the directories we submit you to. Okay. The action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. We're a Google Premier partner, so whenever possible, we do what's called an advanced verification because it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. So on there, you're going to see it'll ask for, like, work truck, business license, insurance, business card, like, different photos. Anything you have on there you want to submit, anything you don't, just skip it, okay? And then we submit that directly to Google for an advanced verification. Okay.
Okay.
All right. A few more questions, too, for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you guys normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Probably texts.
All right. Text preferred. Okay. And I already have the target area. I'm going to put that in a second. I have the Facebook page. Oh, the business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Let me put yes, yes on there. All right. Oh, we have it's included at no additional charge. We have an app now for our tracking system. Do you guys want them to, you guys want the app, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. I don't even know why they make us ask. I always get a yes on that. So,
right.
Perfect. All right. And then on the website, it's optional. You guys don't need to attach this. Do you guys want, like, payment integration on there? That's where, like, they pay you through the site. You'll need to like, your own, like, because we're not going to take your payments for you. Like, you'll need your own, like, either QuickBooks or whatever you guys use for payment. They just want to know if you want us to attach that on your website.
No, that's okay.
Perfect. I didn't think so. You know, we have some industries, though, that do use that a lot, you know? So that's why the question's on there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we have actually I have a client that's a psychic reading company, and she sells, like, stones and all. So she... Her site's e-commerce, too, right? So she could take payments and stuff. Uh-huh. But a lot of, like, the contractor, you guys usually don't have it on there, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. any questions for me right now that I can answer?
No, I think we're good.
Perfect, perfect. Again, when you guys talk to Angie's, my recommendation would be, hey, if you guys want to get out of it, right, ask for a supervisor, yeah. Right? Say you want to execute your 3-day right of rescission. If they're playing around with you on that, just call your bank even. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we already did call the bank and canceled all that. But
there you go. Okay. Good. But man, it's just, it's crazy. They didn't tell you about the contract first off, right? And then it's crazy. They didn't tell you about that 3-day right of rescission as well. So man, I'm sorry you guys went through that,
right.
But at least you got out of it for sure. You know?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, the bank should, because it's within 3 days, you guys should be golden. You know, sometimes they take a little while to put the money back in, but you guys should be okay for sure. That's what I've heard from other clients too.
Yeah.
You know.
Cool.
Not just on Angie's, but other stuff too. You know, so. All right, guys. Okay. I look forward to being your account lead on this. I'm going to get all your notes over your tech. And then just look out for that call today at 3 p.m. Again, that will be from our 877 number. Always push that hard because, like, I don't answer 877s outside of work, you know? So I would save our phone or our number in your phone for sure. All right?
Yeah, no idea.
All right, guys. All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
all right.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.